Science has a language. And what is the language of science? It's math. Therefore, what is math? Well, math is numbers. And as you are about to find out, astrology and numerology are all about numbers too. Stanley, known as a mathematical genius, has developed the ESP code based on your personal numbers to not only direct you in your life to your purpose and mission, it allows you to use the law of attraction through math. Join us for a lively discussion every Thursday night, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, where you can ask your question based on the scientific formula of math. Visit loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee for his live show information. And now, live from Australia, here is Mr. Stan Lee, the mathematical alchemist.
Welcome to the ESP Code Numerology. It's your numbers, your journey. ESP equals essence, soul, and purpose. I'm Stanley Siamoulis, aka Stan Lee, the mathematical alchemist from Sydney, Australia. I created the ESP code, which I have found to be extremely accurate, unique, and simple, derived from numerology and astrology. I'm thrilled that you all could join me for this live show. And for a call from last time, so your birthday is the 18th of June, 1974. So if you remember, your code, quickly that I said at the time, was 6399, which happens to be the same code as Carl Jung, who termed the term synchronicity. And these people that have two nines are very spiritual people. So the way we got with that number is 18 plus 6 equals 24. That's your sun and moon. 2 plus 4 narrowed down to a single digit is 6. So your identity number, which is the merging of the masculine and feminine energies, the sun and moon, with your day and month is a 6. So that helps to maneuver how you profile your energies with many things. So for example, I'm born 6th of May, 6 plus 5 is 11, 1 plus 1 is 2. You and I make an 8 because 6 plus 2 equals 8. So our energies form an 8 frequency. So on the sine wave, if you will, which is everything to the cosmos, your energy of a 6, my energy of a 2 is here on this wavelength. So that could be good for business, for example, or a joint venture. So when knowing the frequencies of people and your combinations, it's very powerful in maximizing the strengths and complementing weaknesses. And synchronicities are everywhere. So your 2021, so 2 plus 0 plus 1 equals 5. With your identity number, which is a 6, those two numbers merge together, become 11. And 1 plus 1 is 2. So in 2021, you are here. So last year you began something new, which is here. 147 is here. It's the starting of something new. 2 is like the blossoming of the flower, if you would, for growth in 2022, which has come the 15th of September this year. So for you in 2021, it's about looking after is giving and the heart and the love energy. 2s of food, giving, heart and love type thing, and of speaking. And because you're very spiritual, because your third number is a 3, that's your Mercury to Pluto, 1974, 1 plus 9 plus 7 plus 4. Equals 21, 2 plus 1 equals 3. So you're a giving, you're a childlike, fun, youthful-like of empath, because sixes are empaths as well. They're responsible people. A lot of sixes can be nurses or politicians on the flip side, or networkers or reporters or journalists, if you will. So if you look at similar codes, Jules is a 3 9936. You're a 6399. You have the same numbers in your code, just different frequencies. And you, Jules has two threes, where you have two nines. And as a wood tiger, you're generous and likable. So in 2021, it's not so much how the immediate future unfolds, it's how to understand your frequencies and energies. So in April, because April is a four and you're a six, you're in a 1 month, because 6 + 4 = 10, 1 + 0 = 1. So the immediate future, the way you calculate it, is in a sense is how your biofrequency is going to work coming up. So in America right now, it's the eighth. So if we break it down from the micro to the macro, we know it's the eighth day plus your identity being a six. 8 + 6 = 14. 1 + 4 = 5. So you're running a 5 day, and in the month of April, 4 + 6 = 10. 1 + 0 = 1. So you're running a 1 day. So the way you maneuver how you want to do things is according to how your biorhythms are operating. So so if we break it down, so today you're running a 5 day. In April, it's a 1 month, and you're in a 2 year. The year takes the precedence in the energies, then the months, then the days, then the hours, and then the minutes. And the hours and the minutes can be important, for example, if you're signing a particular legal document or a joint venture. So you want to time it even to the hour. So, for example, 2 p.m. your time would be good for the legal side, depending on the outcome that you want to achieve. So for April, for you right now, it's about independence, creativity, and maybe getting something off the ground or starting something new, like a new idea. But your 2 year means it's something that is something that can nurture or the givenness of your heart, if you will. Now your merging of your 6 and 3 is a 9. So your identity number is a 6. Your type of identity is a 3. You form 9. 9 is spiritual, talking. You definitely know how to talk, and you got 2 9s, because if you go 6 + 3 + 9 = 18, 1 + 8 = 9. So your ESP code is 1899. Sorry, 6399. And if you recall on my website, in my realignment tab, that's the same code as Nikola Tesla. Carl Jung. I'm mixing these up today because Jules put in Tesla. I just talk about synchronicity yesterday. A lady who's a Serbian, she's a business coach, but she's beginning to channel Nikola Tesla. I had sent her my call from with Jules last week, and she aired my call yesterday at the same time as Jules sent me her Tesla information in terms of the healing. And I'm gonna send Jules the link after, but basically I activated her spirituality. When I spoke to her, she then went to see the Tesla movie. When I met her before the interview, she goes, "I don't believe this. I'm about to watch the Tesla movie and the remake. It's a proper movie." And she's been looking for a book for years, an autobiography on him, and she found it in a bookstore next to the movie that day that when we spoke. Wow. So she spoke, she's thanking me for activating her towards the spirituality. And she's a business coach, a prominent in Fortune 500 companies. But Tesla was an 8212, same as Jobs, 8212. Carl Jung termed the term, though, synchronicity. So that's how you work out your future, your immediate future. So Dawn Venitas coming on, just bringing her on. So your April is a one. Your May is going to be a 2 month, just like your 2021 is a 2 year, because May's 5. Mm-hmm. So it's like double the energy, if you will. So the way you mold your Picasso and how you have your foresight is based on how your numbers are going to be operating. And then you begin to see synchrony. So that when people start hearing their numbers and codes, they have their own aha moments inside. Mm-hmm. What's your... are you looking for a work?
Hold on, let me see. Let me get to the Where's my file, here, man?
Just one sec.
Okay.
You should have a mute.
And thank you, Dawn. I just quickly muted you, and I'll get you back in once you get up and running. So Anna, what's and Anna's a very powerful name as well. Your leaders, first letter vowels, A's are leaders. So Anna's like Australia, America. Are you? What's? Or is there a work change happening or
anything? Well, I teach, and so I was sort of looking at maybe starting some just private, I guess, teaching or tutoring aside from my regular job. Like I teach English as a second language to foreign students. So I was looking to sort of supplement, you know, and you know, just sort of do things online more so.
Yes, aside from my, perfect to do it in 2021 because twos of speaking in the and. You probably thought of this idea in 2020 and with the virus and what have you, probably with the online, but 6399, you're a humanitarian as well. So to do things online to help other people that do what you do as well. So that could be a niche, a trend for you. So 6399 is a very good in business analyst, business economist, if you will, but in terms of finding a gap in the supply and demand, like a trend or a niche. So what you can do is do that and offer that to teach people at a bigger level at a command, but you can also chunk it down where you can help other people that do your type of thing in different countries, different languages, but a same modality, if you will, to help people online. So you could have two markets, a bigger market in your language.
Yes.
And also teach others how to do the same. Because teaching others how to do the same is also very powerful, because then you can have a bigger impact, because then you're tapping into their what they're doing with their people. That can help you humanitarian wise, because I think it's in you to do that as a 6399. If you remember in a couple of calls, like even with Rad, I think Jules before, he was a 2799. So people have two nines in their code, think at a humanitarian concept. Four nines, think of Elvis Presley. He was very generous. He's a 9999. So
wow.
So and you're a a wood tiger, so you're generous and likable, and you also have the arrow of practicality. You're practical in your wisdom, and you also have the arrow of activity. You're fast. So I'll show you with your date of birth, 1861974. If you've seen like the noughts and crosses, you have two complete arrows in the bottom horizontal, that's practicality. And then this right vertical, it's activity. So, and you're as the wood tiger, generous and likable. So I think definitely doing things online for you, because that's speaking as well. He's very good, very powerful. You can even create your own podcast. Yeah, I trust that helped.
Yes, thank you very much. Very, very much.
You're welcome.
Very fascinating. Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll go with, and then, you know, so you have connections with people differently. So like you and I are an 8, you and Jules are a 9. So see how Jules is a 3936. So Jules, childlike fun, and in which he's interviewing people with the podcast, is doing it in a fun type manner. And you're childlike too in your approach. It's the 3 that you have in your second number. And it's always very great with 3s, with seeking. So excellent. We'll go with Arlene.
Hello.
Arlene, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. You're from America or Canada?
I'm from America, Los Angeles, California.
Very good.
My neck of the woods.
I don't want to, I know when you say a Canadian, if you ask an American if they're Canadian or Canadian American, that sometimes I remember that if I didn't get the accent right, they're going, no, I'm Canada. No, I'm from America. But, you know, it's all good. Okay. Arlene, your date of birth?
2/23/70.
So the 23rd of February?
Yes.
1970. So your first number, identity number, Arlene, is 23 plus 2, which is February, is 25. If you narrow that down to a single digit, 2 plus 5 equals 7. So you're like a deep thinker, spiritual person. You contemplate. And you and I make a spiritual connection. We're a 9 combination. Where you and Anna will make a 4. It'll be like a grounded structure. You and Jules would be a 1. So it'd be like a leadership, creativity. So just in the synchronicity of the different people, we see how the energies unfold. So your first number in 7, 2021 for you, Arlene, because you're in a 3 year. So it's about growth. Think of the Empress card, 3. It's about abundance and growth. So if there's something, say, in the career element, it's about that growing. So you on the sine wave, if you will. So just like Anna, so you see how Anna's a number 6, she's in a 2 year. You're a 7, you're in a 3 year. So on the sine wave, you're here. So Anna was here in 2021, and you're here. So we all go through years, months, and days of this in the wavelength. So this is like about growth and abundance, if you will. Don't think of it as really positive, neutral, negative. Just think of it as mountains grounding and valleys. Sometimes when we're here, it just means there could be a completion or having to do things twice. So your identity number is a 7. Your type of identity. So that's your sun and moon. That's very important, the sun and moon. Think of it as when you're tuning into AM, FM, that's your frequency dial of your transmitter receiver. So that's how you operate with in your day-night realm, if you will, with everything around you, including the location you're in LA, the people you're involved with, the month, the day you're running, that type of thing. So April for you is a 2 month. So it's about looking after your heart and giving. And a gathering of food, if you will. So when people are in a 2 month, what I say, it's very good to offer, and even 2 years, just like Anna, it's very good to offer, like with your right hand, some fruit, a couple of pieces of fruit, and just offer it, give it an offering to anyone, like a temple or a church or to a charity, doesn't matter, just every now and then, you get blessings that way. 1970 is your Mercury to Pluto. So if you get 1 plus 9 plus 7 plus 0, you get 17. If you narrow down 17 to a single digit, 1 plus 7 equals 8. 1. 1 plus 9 plus 7 plus 0 equals 17. That's right. So you get 8. A quick way to calculate is 9 and 0 is the same. So in other words, if you're looking at, if I'm looking at 1970, can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
If we go 1 plus 9 plus 7 plus 0, it equals 17. Now down to a single digit, 1 plus 7 is 8. If we want to do it fast, the 9 is like a 0. We can cancel out the 9 and cancel out the 0. 1 plus 7 is 8. It's the same end result. So your type of identity is an 8. So 8s can be good with the business side, the money side. It's abundance. It's like a deep thinking person who makes the money. And when you're working, you just like to do what you got to do, and you think a lot, and you don't want to press on people's shoulders. You just do what you got to do, so to speak. Your third number is the merging of those two numbers, which is your life path or character. So 7 plus 8 is 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. So 6s are like empaths. So you have a 6 in your code, Jules have a 6 in code, Anna has a 6 in the code, I have a 6 in my code. So 6 is like responsibility, empath is like a motherly type of thing. You want to help people. It's of an empathic way, so to speak, responsible way. And your essence, soul, and purpose code, is the merging of those three numbers. 7 plus 8 plus 6 is 21, 2 plus 1 is 3. So your last numbers are 3, Arlene, just like me. You and my last two numbers are the same as your last two numbers, 6, 3. You like, threes will always be youthful looking, but always are seek, be childlike, always wanting to learn things. It's good in the spirit or the soul to always learn new things, if you will. So your ESP code is 7863, and you're a metal dog in the Chinese. So you're principled and thoughtful. And you have the arrow of planning. You're a good planner. You do have the arrow, though, of frustration. You're missing the complete arrow in the middle. So, if, for example, 2, 3, 2, 1, 9, 7, 0. So, yeah, you're a very good planner. Sometimes when you have the missing arrow, it could be frustration. But you're very intuitive in the ether realm. When I see people have threes on the end, they can be very psychic themselves, very spiritual. And being a Pisces, you most likely have that. So they form some of your attributes, Arlene. That resonate or make sense?
It does. Yes.
Anything in 2021? You want to know about?
I guess what there's some things happening professionally, and I'm sort of at a state of confusion as to whether I should do anything or sit tight and let it come to me.
So you're working for someone or for yourself?
For someone.
Okay. Well, you're in a 2 month right now, in a 3 year. So if you're waiting for it to come to you, like you want something to get a better role, a better position, or what's the, like it's, you're in a positive year and you're in a positive month. So for you to make a move is still good.
Okay.
For you to wait, it'll depend if we knew the birthday, or if there's one person you answer to see what's going on with them. However, I would say, I would say wait in April, and in May you will be in your double growth month. So we're in the eighth right now. I would say wait these next 2 to 3 weeks, see what unfolds, because you're still in a very good year leading up to the 15th of September this year. So if it's nothing urgent, I think waiting is good. And sevens have the ability to just to deep think and contemplate and wait. So I think wait.
Okay.
However, your year is good. So what your intuition will tell you to do, now that you're sort of beginning to understand the code of 7863, it'll come for you how that what you're looking for. So you'll get that hunch in your mind, or in your gut, if you will, in terms of do I wait or do I make a move? But waiting another 2-3 weeks is okay. And you and sevens can be patient; they can wait.
Okay.
Just let me see here: 2, 3, 5, 2, 7. Yeah. So that's what I would say.
Okay. I guess just the current environment is. It doesn't feel right, and I feel that there's something more fulfilling out there for me.
If you're feeling that and you're in the growth year, then that's fine to seek elsewhere. If you're not happy in the environment that you are, because you want abundance and growth, you want that growth. So you want to capitalize on your 3 year. So if you're feeling it's even if you're waiting to see what their response is to cover your angles, if you will, and seek elsewhere at the same time.
Okay.
Because again, you're in that growth year, so we want to capitalize on here when you're here in the three.
Okay.
Along the sine wave. And do you work from home or in LA in an actual?
I've been working from home.
What's the house number?
349.
749. Okay, so that's seven location. With you being a seven, it's a five location where you're at working from home. It's actually very good things because obviously with the virus and people working from home, it can change the demographics from the office number that they are to the house number that they're working in remotely. But you're working in a five environment. So it's good. Yeah. So if you were to seek elsewhere, you would be looking to seek still work from home?
Yes.
It's good. Working from your home is fast. It's fast intellect speed, and even living at that location is good for you. You're always on. You're on the move. It's different to your seven number, which is seven is slow, deep thinking. Five is the polarity of that. It's speed. So in the house, you know, it's maybe doing things faster, doing things in intellect. So working from home is good in that location.
Okay.
Excellent. Let's see if we unmute here. How do I do that? Okay. Oop. Just let me go here. Unmute. Is it asked to unmute? Dawn. Let's see if I can get Dawn in. Is Jerry's audio? Okay, Dawn, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can. Nice to hear you and see you.
In my video, can you see me?
I can see you, yes.
Okay, great. Okay.
Excellent.
I am Dawn. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, currently. And my birthday is August 10th, 1970.
Same year as Arlene, August 10, 1970, Atlanta, Georgia. It's always interesting hearing the different accents from different people in the States because I vision them for movies. Okay. 10th August. Leo sign ruled by the heart.
Yes.
It's funny. I just got a swipe on my phone just now, and it says they're doing communication network maintenance on the 10th of April, and just got the 10th of August. These things pop up everywhere. The connection that everyone has on Earth right now is happening even faster. So your wow. So Dawn's two. A very spiritual person and very can understand the financial side, if you will. The 10 and 8 is 18. So your sun and moon number, Dawn, is the adding up of the 10th of August. So if you go 10 plus 8, it equals 18. 1 plus 8 equals 9. So your identity numbers are 9. Just like Eileen's identity is a 7, 7 and 9 are both spiritual numbers, but it's also of speaking. Your year of birth adds up to the same, obviously, what Arlene's is. So if we got 1 plus 9 plus 7 plus 0 equals 17, 1 plus 7 is 8. So your type of identity is an 8, similar to Arlene. So 9 is a spiritual number, 8 can be a money number. You have two spiritual numbers and two money numbers, for example, in your code. So it's like a nice balance. So your type of identity is an 8. So just like as Arlene is in the work or the career side and in the spiritual element, so are you. the nine, a little bit different to the nine, is of using of the voice of talking. And so that forms your type of identity. Your third number, your life path or character, if you add that to, again, anything you add to a nine becomes the same number. So if you go 9 + 8 = 17, 1 + 7 = 8. So 9 + 8 = 8, for example. So your, the beauty of your, of people that are first number nines, anything you add to a nine becomes that number. Like, so for example, I'm a 2, 9 + 2 = 11, 1 + 1 = 2. Arlene is a 7, 9 + 7 = 16, 1 + 6 = 7. So your energy profile will always mirror the other person. Jules is a 3, 9 + 3 = 12, 1 + 2 = 3. Anna's a 6, 9 + 6 = 15, 1 + 5 = 6. So that can be very powerful in terms of when you're communicating with people, because they're starting to resonate their own identity in the connection.
Okay.
So your first number is a 9, your type of identity is an 8, your life path or character is also an 8. So you have 2 8s in your code. So we know there is 9, 8, 8 in your three numbers. So because your life path is an 8, you know, the making of money or knowing of them or abundance, prosperity or species is very, is good for your archetype. It doesn't necessarily just mean materialistic. It can also be auspicious in many things, but it's very important to, and Leo is also very, it's a fixed sign, a fire sign, and it's a, ruled by sun. Leos can have good hearts, but it's also they know how to make money. But you got 2 8s in your code, so if that hasn't unfolded, it can be more of you're more spiritually inclined. You're, because your last number is the same as Arlene's first number. Your last number is a 7. So if you go 9 + 8 + 8 = 25. 2 + 5 = 7. So your ESP code is 9887. Dawn. And so the 9 and 7s are very spiritual numbers. In your essence, in your soul, like, I think spirituality is something that you very much like. It resonates. And obviously you're a metal dog, just like Arlene, being principled and thoughtful. Now you also have the missing arrow in the middle, which is the arrow of frustration, but you have the arrow of activity, where Arlene had the arrow of planning. So if you will, so on the noughts and crosses, your arrows are, you're here. You have an arrow down here with your date of birth, 987. But you're missing the arrow in the middle, just like Arlene did. But Arlene had the arrow of planning here before. So they begin to form some of the archetypes, if you will. But 9, 8, 8, 7s, if they, when they're doing things, are trying to do things from a spiritual element, if you will. And in 2021 for you, Dawn, is about travel and doing things fast. Did some of those things resonate? And two, do you have any questions for 2021?
Absolutely resonates. And I am highly spiritual. I'm involved in a lot of spiritual classes, and I do a lot of metaphysical studies. I recently started a new job working from home for a company. And I'm planning on moving to Arizona to start a metaphysical business. And that's been delayed. I've been trying to do this for about a year, and it just keeps getting pushed back because of, you know, what's going on with the pandemic and everything like that. But yeah, I plan on moving. I don't know if this is a good year to do it. I know I'm in a 5-year or going in a 5-year or something like that.
Yes, you're in that 5-year. So the metaphysical business that you're doing, you do very well in it because of the 9, 8, 8, 7. So you know how it's the money side, but the spiritual side, and you need to do something in business for yourself that aligns with spirituality because you like it. So when you like something, you could be more successful because you're happier. So if you're thinking of doing that business, starting it now before the 15th of September is good. So okay. And right now you're grounding. So you're in a 4 month right now in April. So you're thinking of getting this off the ground. So the actual thinking of that and the manifesting of it in April is perfect. And then launching it in May is even better because it's a double five then for you. Okay. You're in a 5 month. So if you're thinking of relocating to do so, it's also very good. What was the location that you're thinking of going to?
Tempe, Arizona. That's right around Phoenix area. In Mesa.
Arizona. So you're still in Arizona though, right? I know you're in Atlanta. Atlanta, okay.
Atlanta, yes.
So Phoenix, Arizona. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Phoenix is a number 9. So with you being a 9, it'll be a spiritual number.
Okay.
So if you're thinking of starting a metaphysical business, it's going to resonate with your number. It's going to be a very spiritual location for you. Just let me check out. So you're in Georgia, Atlanta?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Georgia, Atlanta. Atlanta. Is Atlanta the state?
Atlanta's a city and Georgia is a state.
Ah, Georgia's the state. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've got to learn my American geography. Georgia, okay. So Atlanta, Georgia. So Atlanta, Georgia with you makes an 8. So it can be good for business, even if you did the spiritual business in Atlanta, Georgia. Because remember, you got both balance of 9s and 8s. Nine and seven. 9 and 7 is still a spiritual number and the 2 8s. So whether you were in Atlanta or Georgia, you would still be fulfilled from the money side, the business side, or the spiritual side. So George is the money side, Arizona is the spiritual side, but nonetheless, it'll still balance out either or. The fact that you're thinking of doing it is the key, which is what you're thinking right now, and doing so is good. But if you were to move to change the energy and so forth, and you love the spirituality and the metaphysical, relocating to Arizona will be good.
Yes, I feel like that's my path.
Definitely, so. You will succeed very well. And don't forget to opt into LOA Radio Network /Stan-Lee, so stay up to date with things, because, you know, I'm going to be doing a lot of different things as things unfold, but I'd like to connect with you as well because I've met a lot of people that are 9887s. I knew a shaman monk from Tibet here in Sydney, and he was just 9887, but I've never met a monk that was very savvy in business. And he was same code as you. So you can definitely succeed, but don't forget to balance it. It's not that. So always thinking of the foundation, like you want to help it from the spiritual metaphysical realm, but also monetizing it. And as Absolutely. a Leo, they have that ability to do so. So I think, yes, think of doing so and even launch it, advertise it or get it out there in the ether next month. Think about how you want to do it this month. And if you want to relocate, it's still good.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, that was wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I'll stay in touch for sure.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. Excellent. Let's see. We got MDC29. Let's unmute. Hello. It stands for maybe Mary. There we go. Hello. Can you hear me? Hello? MDC29?
You know, while we're waiting for her, maybe could you answer some questions about what's going on around the U.S. right now? Because the majority of listeners are in the U.S. So what do you think about the climate that's happening right now, as far as business, do you see the U.S. being more prosperous this year, or are we going to take it a little downstream drive?
The U.S. is in a spiritual year, a seven, because it's USA is a number two overall. So in 2021, it's in a 7 year. And I think come 15th of September 2021, it'll be the year 2022 will kick in, which is an 8 year for America. So I feel different parts of America will. Let's do USA.
This is interesting. This is really fascinating.
So 2020 for America was here. 2021 is going on a spiritual journey, and for the country to grow and prosper, I don't think America is going to fall or anything like this, like you may hear. But what's happening is, so American 2020 was here.
Oh, really?
So it was a shift, a pivot. 2021, it's back on like the ground, but it's not grounding, if you will, like in Dawn's 4 month. It's more of a spiritual awakening for people to reflect and look within. 15th of September 2021, 2022 will begin. America will come here in its eight. So there could be growth, but different parts, I believe, of the US, because I think the US is going to be diverse between north and south, the northern states and the southern states of America. But the beautiful thing is that's what's happening in America, but there's always going to be the energy is never destroyed. It shifts to different locations. There's always going to be things that will prosper, others that may not. If we can stay ahead of the curve, we can maneuver around that, if you will. But I don't, I think, I mean, I don't see a lot of the news. I see some documentaries or some things on YouTube or other social channels, if you will, that are not censored, but, that's what's happening in America. But don't forget, when we're online as well, Earth is our oyster, meaning there's other locations we can communicate with through the internet, just like I'm in Australia. So Australia's got the same number as America, so we're in a seven. So does the UK, but different states in America have different numbers. So just like Georgia, Atlanta is an eight, and Arizona, that Dawn was thinking of moving to, was a nine. So internally within them, they have different numbers. But America as a whole, I don't think it's all going to be doom and gloom, if you will.
Good.
Yeah. So I just sent a chat also to MDC29. We have a coder in our room. Are you there? No, MDC29 is not there. Can you hear me? Their mic's on. I can't get my mic to work properly. My question is about my success in business. Okay. Can you give me your date of birth? And is it Mary or Michael or? She's just typing in a direct question, so I'll wait for that. Any other questions from Anna, Arlene, Dawn? Jerry, I haven't heard from Jerry. His mic's not there. I don't think he's still trying to connect to audio. Monica. Okay. Monica. Wow. There you go. Great timing. So I guess today's your birthday. It's a great present you're going to get. It says 8/4, so I don't think it's August 4. I assume it's August 4. It's inverse. So I always think Australian term. So if it's 8/4, they're saying the 8th, the
August
the 4th, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So Aaliyah signed 2 days before dawn. So August 4th, yes. Okay, cool. Okay, so your ESP code is 3699, Monica. So if you add 4 + 8 = 12, 1 + 2 = 3. Identity number is a 3. So 2021 for you is an 8. So for success in business, you can do, it's, if you're starting, are you looking to start a business or work for yourself? Or so in 2021, it's actually very good. Your first numbers are 3, just like Jules. Okay. So for you to start a business in 2021 is good because it's in your money year. And you're a, your numbers, remember I spoke of Anna, has, she's a 6399, you're a 3699. So you're both humanitarians at heart, if you will, and you like to speak a lot. So your combination with people is resonates from your identity number. What's the location that you're in? Tampa, Florida. Well, the mic doesn't work, but she's a quick typer. Okay. Well, Tampa, Florida is a number 9. So with you makes a 3. So it's a very fun, childlike combination that you're in. So you're looking obviously to work from home. Would that be correct? Okay, so you're in a three location, because Temple Forest is a 9, just like Arizona was a 9, and you're in a 8 year right now. So looking to start a business would be good, like something in, because 3s can be good as teachers, marketing. What are you looking to do? A type of business, that is. I'm just waiting for her to type. An online retail store. Okay. So if you're looking to do this and you're operating from your location in Tampa, Florida, the timing of it is perfect. So what you want to be doing is, if you can start it in May, even better, because it'll be a double 8 for you, because you've been your 8 month in your 8 year. Does that make sense? Monica? If I have already got the... Okay, so when you say start, if I haven't already got the... What's EIN?
Business number.
Is that what that means? EIN?
Tax code.
EIN, government. Is it? Okay, so that's a government thing, is it?
Yes.
Okay, so when you say that, if I haven't already got it, if you can time that in May and begin it in May, that'd be perfect. Okay, so instead, if I have already got the EIN, okay, so you have got it already. I already have it in all caps. Okay, cool. So is that the formation of when a company starts, a business starts, an EIN?
Technically.
Okay. Do you have the day and month of that? Do you know when that was? Monica? Nonetheless, okay, she's going to get it. Nonetheless, beginning, so if you've got that, that's great, because the format, that's a very good question we're going through now. So when you start a company, that forms an identity as well in itself, its own number. So it's like an entity, if you will, or a business, like the name, the registration. So I gather the EIN is the registration. What does that stand for, EIN?
Oh God!
Okay.
I have no idea.
So, nonetheless, that forms one element. However, Monica's in an eight year, and she wants to be getting that online retail store going, and if she can get it going in May, even better, to bring the energy for her. Employer ID number.
Yeah, employer identification number.
Of course.
Okay, so I'm learning the American lingo here. So when I get to Vegas, I can talk American lingo. okay, she's trying to find that timing, but that's if you already have it, that's fine. Monica, put your thoughts and energy into beginning, even thinking about how you're going to ground it, because you're in the ground on here in April. And how you can get it going. Can you see my video? Here I am, because I've got the chat window open. So, Monica, you're here now, coming into here, but your year is here. So the thinking and the thought process and the ideas and all this is beautiful. And then in between now and May, let's get the online retail store going. I trust that helped. It's good. It's try to adjust to people that you can't hear when answering. You know, it's all good.
It's all good. We've got 2 minutes, 1 minute left.
You're welcome, Monica. Okay, so do we have any other last minute questions from people?
I don't know if we'll have time, but I looked up my boss's birth date. And wanted to, if there was some insight about the relationship I have with him for November 12th, 1975.
Good question. 12, 11, 2, 3, 5, 1975. He's a 5499. Quick thinker, hardworking, humanitarian at heart, but you and him together form a 3. So it's actually a very good combination. So you and your boss, because you're a 7, Arlene, and the boss... Mm-hmm. 12th of November, you said?
Yes.
So there's 23, 2 plus 3 is 5. So 7 plus 5 forms 3. So your combination of your boss is okay.
Okay.
Him individually was going through some stuff last year in his business completion. So he's starting something new himself or herself.
Himself.
But your profile and your energy is fine. But I would still say plant the seeds of thinking where you're going, of what you're looking to do, and see what comes your way between now and May.
Okay.
And okay, we're out of time, so we're going to wrap it up. It's been awesome talking with everyone. And if you haven't opted into the Stan Lee page at LORA Radio Network, please do, so you can keep up to date with Jules' info and what we're going to be doing with the Stan Lee show. But this has been great, very informative. We adjusted, we improvised and compromised. Excellent. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you all. You're welcome. Bye. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye.
For those who'd like to join us every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard, which is Friday, 10 in the morning, Australian Eastern Standard, please visit my radio show page at loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee. So that is loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee to get access to the information for this show. If you would like a private reading or realignment where we can go into greater detail by only focusing on you, please visit zenithculture.com. That's Zenith culture, culture.com, and click on the numerology reading or mathematical realignment tabs. Blessings.
Thank you for joining us. Please join us every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. Go to loaradionetwork.com/Stan-Lee to get show access information. Have a great week.